What's up, guys? It's Shay, or Shay Beauty 101. This is my new podcast called Shay's Beauty Sleep. It was a YouTube channel, but I got rid of it. Long story, Shay's Beauty Sleep is now a podcast that only you guys can hear on a basis when I'm bored and lazy. This season of Beauty Sleep. I'm on a 2-day vacation. Since the first day of school, I have been going to school, tutoring, and work in some social service projects after school for 3 months now. Today's the first day where I've actually stayed in the house all day and did nothing but eat, sleep, and watch YouTube and Grey's Anatomy. I love Grey's Anatomy. And I kind of miss it. I mean, my resolution was to like quit my job and so I can have my weekends back. But then I go back to the old lazy Shay who didn't do anything and just stayed at home and got fat. And I'm starting to lose weight, so I don't really want to do that. But I'm tired all the time. I just want one day a week of nothing, you know, maybe like on Saturdays, that'll be lit. Yeah, I can work on the weekdays, probably like once a weekday, and work on Friday and Sunday and be chill for the rest of the week, you know, or work maybe Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, don't work Sunday, so I can sleep, and then have a good night to go to school. Yes, because after all that work, I need a day. Okay, thank you guys for talking me with this. This is fun. Alright, so what else should we talk about? Boys? That's the main comment. No, I do not have a boyfriend. No, I am not in a relationship. Yes, I do have a crush. No, the crush does not know that I have a crush on them. And yes, I do talk to the crush. I know the crush. The crush is my best friend. But my best friend doesn't know that. Does he? No, he does not. Maybe. He probably does. But we're not even going to go there because that's a terrifying thought. I watched 16 Candles for the first time yesterday, and it made me question life in itself and my life, and I'm just confused about the whole thing. And you know, everybody talks about how it's the best romantic comedy, da 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 da, whatever. I'm not much of a romantic kind of person, so it kind of wasn't the best movie for me, but for you, sure, yeah, whatever, yeah. It wasn't my cup of tea. Ooh, speaking of tea, I should probably get some tea. This will be my episode. I talk to you guys while drinking some hot tea. Because I make sleeping tea to make me help go to sleep. I don't really need it because I'm going to be up all night and I don't have school tomorrow. So I'm just going to drink it to drink because it tastes delicious. And it doesn't actually make me sleepy. It just tastes really good. Like, really good. It tastes so good, guys. It tastes so good. But yeah. This is a 4-minute podcast. Usually people do this for like 15 minutes, but I don't really have that kind of time, you know? I'm trying to catch up on my Grey's Anatomy. I cleaned my room yesterday. It looks fresh to death. I'm not even joking. Like, this is the littest room I've ever had. Like, I've had to change my rooms for like, I moved to Maryland like a few years ago. I've never actually liked my rooms that I lived in. They were always boring and not my cup of tea. So when I moved to Maryland, I was like, I didn't have a lot of stuff because we didn't have a lot of stuff when I moved to Maryland. And so I was like, I need to express myself, but in my room. And so when I got money, I started buying stuff and now my room, it looks fan freaking tastic. I got this vintage chair in the corner of my room that I chill out in. I got a bunch of pillows that I bought. Fluffy or Grey's Anatomy or Betsy Johnson, who's my favorite fashion designer of all time. Harley Quinn, Ariana Grande. I made a few portraits and I put them up in my room. I have a little monster skeleton ghosty thing on my wall because, you know, why not? We love that. And on my door, it has like spider webs, but there's no spiders on them. It's just like webs, black and white web. And then I have a dream catcher dangling under it. And basically, it's dark and it has like lights. I have like this pink light. I need to get some white lights and put it up because Christmas is coming. And I love my lights. Like, I have lights all over my room, but they're kind of broken. So I need new ones. So right now I just have this big bright pink one that's pretty cute, but I need white ones to go on like my picture frames and stuff. Make my room a little bit woken and shine. I like that. But yeah, this is actually my favorite room. It's zen, really chill. I just sit in here and I watch movies or I listen to music and I have my little light above my bed. And everything is so zen and pretty. And I need a lot of zen in my life because my life is very stressful. I'm a junior and they say that junior year is the most stressful year because that's when you want to get ready for senior year and get ready for college and try to catch up so that you have good stuff to put on your application. And my application right now is a bunch of trash. I'm not even joking. My GPA is very low for the college thing. Like, it's not bad, but it's bad. It's getting higher, but not too high. Like, my grades, and it's the first semester. I have three more semesters. If I can get those three semesters up, that'll be a blessing, because my first semester grade, I literally only have like two good grades. The rest is like, Jesus Lord, this child needs help. But it was like it kicked me in the stomach, you know. You thought it was gonna be a lit summer, like a lit junior year, and then you go to these classes with names that you've never heard of and teachers talking really fast and saying words you've never heard before, and your brain literally muscles up and it like they punch me in the face with giant textbooks of words, and I'm blind so I can't even read, and I'm like, Jesus Lord, this is gonna be a stressful year. Because my teacher, he talks really fast and he says some words that I've never heard in my life, and he's talking about these people that I've never heard in my life, and I'm like looking at him with like the most confused look on my face, and he's just like continues to speak and my ears expand into like the Netherlands and they still don't understand what he's talking about. And then he plops a test in front of our face. We get a test literally every single Friday about what he talked about, and to the point I fall asleep during his class. So I'm asleep for like 4 days straight, and then on Friday when he gets a test, I'm felling it like left to right to left to right. And I just, people look at me and it was like, we're not even surprised because you sleep all the time. And I was like, I know, because the words are coming out of his mouth is like a spell, and he put a spell on me and it knocked me out. You know, like, I put a spell on you. He actually put a spell on me and knocked me out. Like, all those words, it was jibba jibba jibba, then boom, sleep. It's traumatizing. I can't do it. Well, I might actually make it to 15 minutes because I won't stop talking. Okay, cool. What else you guys want to hear about my super crazy junior year life? You know, single, dressing, felling. I'm losing weight. I don't know if I spoke to you guys. No, I did not speak to you guys. So I was gone for the summer. You know, I live in Maryland now, but I went back home to Missouri for the summer, visit family, got a job, my first job ever, and I worked literally all summer. Lost a little bit of weight. Came back home, started this diet, lost a little bit more weight. Still on the diet, doing more things, but kind of cheating every day. But I walk like 5,000 steps every single day, because like I said, I have not sat down. The only time I sleep is at like 11 o'clock at night, and I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then I move around all day, and that's like, this is my entire day. I literally get like 7 hours of sleep every single day. Sometimes less than that, sometimes like 8 hours. That is pretty much my life. So I've lost a lot of weight, and I'm like fan-freaking-tastic, if I do say so myself. And yeah, I'm amazing, basically. Beautiful. Big. I have red hair. Yeah, that's lit. I've never had red hair before. This is pretty lit. I need to change my hair. I also get paid in a few days, so we might change some color. You guys, tell me what a color should be. Should it be blue? Should I go blonde? Ooh, I always wanted to have platinum blonde hair. That would be lit. I think my skin color would be perfect with that, because I did gold hair, and it was like brownish blonde, and everybody said that the blondish kind of went well with my skin tone. So I wonder what happened if we went a little bit lighter, because I'm red now. So let's go a little bit lighter and go a little bit platinum blonde for braids, and that'll be lit. Yeah, I mean, we'll have to pay for it all, and also have to pay for my bill on the phone, because can't remember that. But yeah, I'm 17, I'm about to turn 18 in 3 months and counting. Christmas is on its way. I'm so tired. Jesus Lord, I'm tired. I haven't got any sleep. I mean, I slept last night. I mean, I was up till like 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I went to sleep, and then I woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then I was like up back and forth, and then I just stayed up, and it's now like 8 o'clock and then 7:30. It's 7:30. And I am still up, and I am super worn out right now. Yesterday I fell asleep at like 4 o'clock, woke up at 8, stayed up till 2, went to sleep at 2, and then woke up at 8 o'clock again. I don't know, my schedule is really weird sometimes. For all the noise, I'm trying to get comfortable in this tiny chair in my room. It's really tiny, it's very uncomfortable, and it's like leather, so it's yeah, okay. So, this is my day. It's going so great. I'm a little bit tired. I'm also very bored, and I can't sit here and watch Grey's Anatomy all day, because I might just end up trying to cut open my teddy bear and sew him back together. So yeah, I made it to 13 minutes, if that's any consolation. I didn't think I would make it that long, because you know, these are usually long podcasts, and this was no theme for this. I just started talking and wouldn't stop talking. So I'm gonna leave you guys now. Thank you guys for listening to me rant about my junior year life. If you want to hear more about all the crazy junior year things that are going on with me this year, please stay tuned. Go to my YouTube channel, which is ShayBeauty101. My Instagram is also ShayBeauty101. Never forget to I almost wanted to say like subscribe and comment, but this is my YouTube channel. Thank you for tuning in. Please come again. I don't know, do you follow me or subscribe to me? I don't know. Do whatever you gotta do to listen to me every ish days that I speak on the Bailey, because I'm by myself a lot, so I'm really bored. Yeah. Thank you guys for coming. I'll see you guys later. Love you. Peace and